Let's do these seals because they're important. Today, I enter into preparation to live in the no limit zone of prosperity by grace through faith. Today, come on, let's begin to pray. I enter into preparation to live in the, well, say it with me. Today, I enter into preparation to live in the no limit zone of prosperity. By grace, through faith. Pray about that a minute. There's a no limit zone. I'm going to talk about it this morning. Maximize prosperity. There's a way to maximize prosperity. A no limit zone. A no limit zone. A no limit zone. A no limit zone. I'm making preparation to go into a no limit zone of prosperity. Prosperity with no limit. Increase with no limit. Abundance with no limit. Glory to God. Prosperity with no limit. Say it. Prosperity with no limit. Go ahead, pray about it now. Prosperity with no limit. Oh, my goodness. Shataka. It's going to be a crazy morning. It's going to be a crazy morning. Prosperity with no limit. Shkutata. Prosokosete. Urabasata. Listen, in Jesus' name, listen. You're going in a limit where nothing costs too much. And nothing too good for you to have. Money will begin to talk in your life.
Glory to God.
Go to number two. Go to number two. Permitting the Holy Spirit to take the limits off of my giving, the limits off of my receiving, the limits off of my living. I declare that I am a prosperity level breaker because the breaker goes before me. Pray about that. You're going to break all levels. You're going to break all levels. Your family have never seen how you're going to live. You're going to live different than all your cousins. Every limit will be broken. You'll be taught how to break every prosperity limit. Every level. Shodara basha. Shodakasa. In Jesus' name. I'm glad I didn't have no punk to call this morning. Number three. All lack and limitation will be jerked out of my life today. My joint heirship with Christ will manifest in abundance. Come on, go ahead and pray about it. Jerked out, jerk it out, jerk it out, Holy Ghost. Jerk lack out. Shut up. Come on, pray about it a minute now. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Get that podium so I can set my Bible on it. The podium. Just a regular glass one. I feel it. Go ahead and pray. I feel it. Wow. All lack and limitation would be jerked out my life today. Glory. Glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Turn to the 7 and 8 Psalm for a moment. Those of you who are taking note, we're going to deal with releasing maximized prosperity in my life.
Yes, sir.
Releasing maximized prosperity in my life.
Yes, sir.
And you see the seals address that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you get those seals, all right? In Psalm 78, verse 40, the Lord had done so much for the children of Israel. Mm-hmm. And sometime you forget what the Lord has done for you. Let's give three cheers to the Lord for what he already have done for you. Hallelujah. 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 For the Lord have done great things for us already.
Yes, sir.
Whereby we are glad.
Yes, sir.
See, many of us are blessed. We've been blessed. You don't have to have a lot of money to be blessed.
Yes, sir.
You know some things God have done for you, right?
Yes, sir.
You can't never forget those things. Now, notice this. How often did they provoke, Psalm 78, 40.
Yes, sir.
How often did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Your financial wilderness does not mean nothing to God's ability. To bring you into maximized prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Your financial willingness is about to be dug up. You about to leave out of it. And the place where you're supposed to have less, you will have abundance. I'm talking to everybody up in here. I don't care what your conditions are. Your willingness will have a problem this morning. Because you are about to have provision in the wilderness.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit just, he said, wilderness. Now, your financial desert. Been dry? This morning, the Lord said, I can make an oasis in the desert. Talking about your finances. You who have been struggling, holding on, this is your morning. Receive this. That all wilderness and all financial deserts will be watered and supplied this morning, super naturally. Can I get an amen on that? Do you believe that?
Thank you, Father.
I didn't know. I just found out. The Spirit of God want to work on these long-term times in the wilderness with finances. Deserts.
Yes, sir.
Drought.
Yes.
Not enough coming out the spout.
Yes.
God want to work on that this morning. Yes. Would you let him?
Yes.
Would you receive it?
Yes.
You're about to maximize prosperity in your life. Hallelujah. You may be seated. You may be seated. You may be seated. We're going to work on this thing, man. First voice, the Holy Ghost took off.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep up with it. First voice.
Yeah.
He said, you didn't know it, but I want to talk about financial willingness and financial deserts.
Yeah.
Right in the face of Satan and maximize the person who was in the willingness.
Maximize them. Yes, yes.
God.
Come out the wilderness rich.
Come on.
Come out the desert rich.
Yes,
who did that? Who did that? How did that happen? I'm about to make your financial life a sign and a wonder. Write that down. Write that. I'm about to make your financial life the better shape you in. It give me glory this morning to change your story. I'm about to do some things up in here.
Yes, sir.
That what?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
My goodness. Anybody watching me by internet have been living for the last 15 years in a financial wilderness.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, Apostle.
Anybody around me close enough to hear my voice? Have you been living in a financial desert? You in the right place at the right time. Good people, good preachers, good pastors, good ministers, good family, good women, good men just can't seem to get out of that rut. Today. The Lord said he's about to turn your finances into a sign. And I'll tell you right now, I'm not myself today, all right? You understand?
Yes, sir.
So anything might happen up here.
Yes, sir.
I'm not myself. I'm not normal.
Yeah.
According to the natural, I'm abnormal this morning.
Yes, sir.
How can I get out of this cycle of not enough? How can I get out of this cycle of not enough? That's $1,000 check. He was supposed to be preaching this morning. How can I get out this cycle, Lord? I mean, I've been to prosperity places before and studied prosperity, but I want out.
Yeah.
Let me see your hand. I want out. Yeah, I want out so far that I can't see it. See, God got me out so far I can't see where I came from. Financially, I can't remember. My mind can't go back there. God brought me so far. God turned my finances into a sign and a wonder. I'm preaching what has already happened. I'm living financial wilderness. I know what it means. I've lived in financial desert. I know what it means.
Yes, sir.
I live in front and prosperity.
Come on.
With my necktie.
Yeah.
Couldn't buy another one like it next week.
Come on, you know, you're just out there.
You're just out there.
Yes, sir.
You're trying to make God look good. God said, you don't need to make me look good.
Yeah.
I came to make you look good.
Yeah.
Yield to my spirit. Wow. The Bible says, look what the Bible says. Sit down. I'm about to preach up in here.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle. Come on, preach, Dad.
I'll tell you. I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on my insufficiency.
Right.
But I know when the anointing is rising like a river that can't be stopped.
Yes, sir.
Look at the next part of his voice.
Come on, Pastor. Come on.
Now, remember what we're talking about now. What are we talking about? No. What was the subject? Releasing. Come on, listen to me. No, shut up. Listen to me. Shut up. Shut up. Listen to me. Releasing maximized prosperity in my life. Oh, I got it, Holy Ghost. It's not going to come if you don't release it. And you can't release it if you don't know how. Just a bunch of jumbled up scripture and stay it up all night is not going to release no prosperity.
No, sir.
So the Lord today, by the ministry of the Holy Spirit, going to say something out of my mouth that's going to change your prosperity. Your wilderness, your deserts, and I don't know what to do. You will be aligned with financial freedom today.
Amen. Amen.
The devil, demon, and the world system and your family and your friend will not be able to talk you out of it no more. God, dog, man.
Yes, sir.
Now look at this 41st verse. This is the verse. Yeah, after all God had done for them, they turned back and tempted God and limited. God do not want you limiting him.
Amen.
He wants you to come to him and let him take the limits off of your life.
Thank you.
Give him a glory away. Because everything I'm saying at this moment, the Holy Ghost is in the process of doing it in your life, in your ministry, in your family, in every situation. Let him do it. Let him do it. Let him do it. Watch this. Yeah, they turned back. I'm not turning back.
I'm not turning back.
And tempted God. I'm not tempting God. If God said he about to maximize my prosperity, I'm going all the way. I'm listening. What? I'm listening for instruction and direction. Man, this is a done deal. Watch how I'm gonna talk. I'm gonna talk first point, second point. So you gotta keep me. I'm here.
Yes, sir.
He let me got here.
Yes, sir.
He must wanted me to hear this. Listen, listen, listen. You know what I heard? Listen to what I heard you now. God about to do something to you that he never has done before. You better get ready to receive up in here. What? Tell him. I'll tell him, Lord. You have not been here before. Where you going today? You never been there before. Every tree in your way about to be cut down.
Give me that. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
The recession is over.
Yes, sir. Recession is over.
What did I say?
The recession is over.
You have no business being in no financial recession. Yes, you my child.
Amen.
I've sent my servant this morning to rip it out of you.
Yes, sir. Rip it out.
Well, I feel this anointing, Janet.
Receive,
I want to run, but I got to teach you. Oh, my God. There's anointing just up in this place. These people are ready to receive.
Glory to God.
No more financial wilderness.
No more financial
debt.
No more financial wilderness.
I will have plenty.
I will have plenty.
And more besides.
And more besides.
Thank you. Take that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Turned back and tempted God and limit the Holy One of Israel. You see that? Now, I got this little piece of paper I got to get out. Surgery about to take place.
Yes, sir. My
God. Surgery.
Yes, sir.
Joshua 1.
Glory to
God. Joshua 1. It's going to be a hard one to swallow here. But it'll get easy as the Holy Spirit oil it. God cannot release, maximize prosperity in your life. Oh, God. Oh, man, I'm getting my Bible. I'm on this church here. I'm getting out of here. He said, God can't do it. He can't do it. Already has done it. And if you don't get in a release mode with him, the enemy gonna block it. God, dog, you, God, but I thought God was holding up. No, your soul, your associates, who you been hanging.
Come on, Dad.
And then when you find the right place to hang, you got to hang long enough till you hang yourself. You understand what I'm saying? You got to, you got to stay around in the right place. What do you call him? The loose one, the man who hang. The loose, but he got what do you call a man who do it?
The
Hitchman. I don't know what you call him, but I'm he. I'm here. I'm planning on hanging you today.
Yes.
You're gonna be hung out for dry because it's time for you to have your money.
Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't gonna talk to me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Y'all don't believe I know what I'm doing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, you do. Yes, sir.
Please, sir.
I better follow the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir. That's right.
I better follow the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, say, tap him, tap him, tap him. Let him get some more. Obedient. Scared the hell out of a lie. He's not lying. He my son. Joshua chapter 1. I told you to turn that. Let's write a few words down. Boldness. No, not the first word. Not boldness. Scratch that. Blessing. Access, boldness, confidence, communication. We'll get to that. Blessing. Now with all y'all. Blessing. You bless?
Yes, sir.
Well, you can't afford to be broke.
Can't afford it. All right. Come on. Can't afford it.
Access.
Access.
You mean to tell me that God made it possible through Jesus for me to get to anything he had?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What?
Yes,
sir. What?
Yes, sir.
Thy word is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. Don't walk nowhere where the word don't lead you.
Jesus, come on, teach, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Teach, Pastor.
What, Lord? Cut weak people loose.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Their conversation is killing your prosperity.
Come on,
Pastor. Their thought cycle is hindering your next move. Get from among them.
Yes.
not only heathen, there are some Christians. You need to come from among them. I don't care if you don't like it. Every time I get ready to lead you, you let somebody else feed you.
Watch out. Watch out.
Change my whole plan. Because I'm not going to fight you.
Yeah.
Lord, I can't preach no more than 45 minutes a day. Joshua, where is that? One, I got to find a book first. What did it come after? Deuteronomy. Well, I mean good time. Deuteronomy. Call somebody and tell them my house on fire, but I don't want to put it out.
Yeah.
Write that down. I don't know what the Lord's talking about. Call somebody and tell them my house on fire, but don't call the fire people because I don't want to put it
out.
Because the false man is about to show up. If you put the fire out, the false man will never show up. You need help. You can't put the fire out. Let it burn. The false man. Bow. Good God Almighty. The false man. Help him. Help him. Help him. Somebody help him quick. Help this man. Help this man. The false man. Yo, the false man is in your finances. The false man is in your finances. The false man is in your finances. The false man. The false man is in your finances. You're not in this fight no longer by yourself. The false man come in your finances this morning.
False man.
I'll knock you out. The Holy Ghost will get you. I'm going to knock you out. Oh Lord, help me. Let me preach a little more, Lord. I just started. Wow! The glory. Wow! Oh, the fourth man. The fourth man is in my finances. Say it. The fourth man is in my finances. Kino. Y'all sit down. Let's see what happened over here. Let's see. Receive. Here come the false man hit. Here come the false man hit. Let the false man hit. Ready, ready, receive the false man hit. Here come the false man hit. Here come the false man hit. Just stand there. Just stand there. Receive the false man is hit. Your finances will never be the same. Your finances will never be the same. Your finances will never be the same. The false man just hit your finances. I never heard that before. You ever heard that before, Sandra? The fourth man. I never heard. Ah! I never heard the fourth man hitting my finances. That's why I have to preach this morning. That's why. That's why our apostle should have freedom to call the shot. Well, I'm gonna have to quit. What time is it? I never heard that in my life. The fourth man in your finances.
Yeah. Don't put the fire.
I've asked a question. How many of y'all they don't have feel financially different? It's there.
Yes, sir.
It's there. It's there. I tell you, it's there. It's a good check, sir, daughter. It's there.
Yeah.
It's there. Is that? Now you be jumping and kicking people. Pow! They got to watch him. See, he'll jump and kick you. Him and Philip Wolf will kick you. You got to duck. I knew he. You better get out the way, or you better know how to dance when I lay a hand on him. Joshua, now, 1:7. Sit down. Let's settle down a little bit. How you going to settle down?
Settle down. Settle down.
What are you doing? Maximize. What? What is it? Releasing maximize prosperity in my life. I was at the point that God can't do it. God ain't going to do it. It's already done. Now, you through understanding grace and understanding the balance of grace and faith, or the connection between grace and faith.
Yes.
You release it.
Yeah, right.
I promised it. Mm-hmm. But I can't release it for you.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Now, watch what I'm about to say. I'm giving you the rights this morning, says the Lord, to release yourself from limitation.
I release
yourself.
All limitation
in the name of Jesus,
by the power of the Holy Ghost,
I release myself
from
all
financial
limitation.
Glory!
Here's the mixture. Let's get this for a few minutes. Joshua 1:7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. You notice that? Huh? I'm not going to talk to you directly.
Come on, apostle. Come on, hit it. Hit that.
Yes, sir.
Come on, hit that.
Yeah.
I'm going to send somebody.
Yes, sir.
Who represent me to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
And when they talk to you, it's just like me talking to you, or you ain't going to get nothing.
Yes, sir. Come on, Dad, teach that.
You trying to listen to me without listening to authority.
Yeah.
I can't trust you.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said to the man, he says, the man was making a plea, send somebody back to talk to my brother.
Yeah.
Somebody else. Jesus said, they don't believe my prophet.
Yeah.
Let them go to hell.
That's what he said.
People don't like that, but that's what he said. You preachers more important than y'all think y'all are. Y'all know that?
Yes,
y'all more important to God than you think y'all.
Yes, yeah.
Don't let these people take your thrift from you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which Moses, my servant, asked thee what you do. No, he didn't.
No.
Come on, get your Bible. Get your Bible. Commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. Now why, Lord? Oh, my God. What? That thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest. Who like that? Well, one hindrance to prosperity is that we don't pay attention to government.
Yes, sir. That's right. That's right. Yes,
orders.
Yes, sir.
Leaders.
Yes.
People who God have anointed and placed in our life,
yes, sir.
We try to bypass them with scriptures.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And it's unscriptural to try to pass something the scripture put in place.
Yeah.
Oh, they ain't shouting a whole lot now. You see that?
Yes,
nobody falling out of nothing yet now.
Yes, sir.
That's unscriptural.
Go to the next voice, the eighth voice. My goodness.
Amen.
You know, good. What?
Yeah.
Look what it says. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Keep on saying it.
Yeah.
But thou shalt meditate.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
On the line mouth, on the line meditate.
Yeah.
Meditate therein day and night that thou mayest, on the line mayest. Because you don't get to the may before you get to the mouth and the meditation. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then God shall make you prosper. Why can't God do it?
He already did it.
That thou, who made me rich?
I made me rich.
Because God already had made me rich.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I accepted what God had done
yes,
for me.
Right, right,
and
right,
I did this voice.
Right, yes, sir.
I did this voice.
Yes, sir.
I'm doing this voice now.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to keep on doing this voice.
Yes, sir.
This voice.
Yes, sir.
Give me instruction.
Yes, sir.
A how for me to receive
yes, sir.
And release
yes,
what God had already done.
Yes, sir.
Don't get mad with me.
Yeah.
I'm not no pet. I'm not God pet.
Come on, come on.
I just took God privilege.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Right.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, Pastor.
And then thou shalt have good success. Now listen, children. The Holy Spirit, there's a lot of stuff here. The Holy Spirit, because I haven't got to the first point yet.
Yes, sir.
He keep interrupting me.
Yeah.
With stuff I didn't know.
Yes, sir.
Now, listen. The Holy Spirit began to minister to me about this verse. You know, we'll go to Psalm 1. That's a commentary on it.
Yes, sir.
You can turn to Psalm 1. That's a commentary on this verse here.
Yes, sir.
But the Holy Spirit told me, said, now, when you're in territories of this nature in my word, scripture always back up scripture.
Yes.
So Luke 1:37. If you're going to maximize prosperity in your life, you have to know this.
Yes.
You have to know the power of the virgin birth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What is the power of the virgin birth? For with God,
yes.
Nothing shall be impossible.
Yeah, nothing.
1 Corinthians 1:18. To maximize prosperity in your life, you have to know the power of the cross.
Yes, you do.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you do.
For preaching the cross.
Yes, you do.
It's foolish to those that. To them that perish, foolishness. But unto us, what you say, it is the power of God. You have to know that if you're going to maximize your prosperity. Philippians 3:10. You have to understand that no demon could hold him down. You got to understand, no demon can hold your finances in the wilderness.
Yeah.
No demon can hold your life in the desert.
Yeah.
You're a free woman. Yes, you're a free man.
Yes, yes.
But you got to know them power.
You got to know.
You know, I shortchanged the cross. I could have stayed there 2 weeks.
Yes, sir.
And then go take a break and come back.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a lot of things about the cross. Everything was accomplished.
Yes, sir.
Grace. Yes. New Testament grace was manufactured at the cross.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Manifest. Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
That's what it took to make that type of grace start walking.
Yeah, yeah, wow.
Very seldom you hear this statement, the power of God's grace.
Yes, sir.
You know, you don't hear that. Because people think grace diluted.
Yes, sir.
They think grace for a softie.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
the strongest.
That's how the whole system of God works.
Right. Yeah.
That you, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
Yes, sir.
Being made conformable to Galatians 2:20.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
To recognize I'm crucified with him.
Yeah.
Come on, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To maximize your prosperity. I'll get back. To maximize your prosperity, you must know the power of the ascension.
Yeah.
When natural law was overridden.
Yeah.
Gravity lost its hold. All the gravities of lack is removed from your finances today. Your finances will break loose and ascend. Good God Almighty. First John 2:27. You must know the power of him whom he sent back.
Jesus.
You know he ascended. When he ascended, he sent somebody back, wasn't it? Who was it? The Holy Ghost is on your finances today.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord, Lord. Listen, Lord, Lord. The Holy Ghost become your financial accountant today.
Yes,
Lord.
Glory
to God. Yes, Lord.
The Holy Ghost will run the books.
Yes, Lord.
He's not going to stand for no deficit.
No deficit.
Y'all better shout in here. Y'all don't know. I'm in another world. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. The Holy Ghost just took over your account. He will maximize your prosperity.
Yeah.
Do you think he knows how to do it?
Yeah.
Where to position you?
Yes, sir.
There'll be no more juggling of the book.
Yeah.
I know what the book juggler is, but I done jugged some books. You don't have to juggle no more.
Yeah. Come on, apostle.
From this day forward, you got scared.
Hallelujah.
Listen carefully. From this day forward, in your accountant book, you won't go beyond the first page.
Wow.
Everything will be a seller on the first page.
Yes, sir.
You can tear the other pages out.
Yes,
you got a brand new book.
Yes,
Budget.
Maximize
prosperity. Budget. I got a budget. Budget. A financial situation that has a budget is calling for the buzzards.
Amen.
Your finance is dead.
Yeah.
You're trusting numbers. You're not trusting your source.
Watch out.
It's over, John. Tell somebody it's over.
God's
dog is over. Tell them God's dog is over. Tell them God's dog is over.
It's over. God's dog is over.
Man. Look at here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Where I was going, Lord. Yeah. Uh-huh. You have to understand the next part. the power of your new birth.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Amen.
Yes, amen. Sir.
Grace to grace.
Uh huh. Grace.
Faith to faith.
Yes, sir.
Mm. You have to understand how powerful you are as a new creature.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
You have to understand 2 Peter chapter 1. Mm-hmm. Talk about lack precious faith.
Come on.
Divine power. Exceeding great and precious promises.
Yes, sir.
Partakers.
Yes, sir.
May grace and peace be multiplied to you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That is right there. No sense letting your father go without you. Huh. Oh, my goodness. Then the next thing you have to understand, who you are, the power of being filled with the Holy Ghost. Your mind and your life register different now.
Yeah.
Let the power work.
Let the power work.
Let the power work.
Then you have been quickened together. Raised together. Seated together.
Yes.
Look at Romans 8:28 then.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If all them together on, look
yes,
at Romans 8:28. All things.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. Where am I sheet of paper? I don't lost it. Where is it? I had it. I dropped it anywhere. Is it in there somewhere? It's right here. Job 36:11. Job 36:11. Oh, no. I forgot. I got to go back. Mark 10:27. I got to get this straight for you. There is no more financial impossibilities
yes, sir.
To you.
Yes,
when that come up, say it's just quit lying. You're not talking to me.
Yes.
You at the wrong house, wrong address.
Yes, sir.
The apostle and the prophet have yes. told me yes, that I have no more financial budget.
No more. Yes, break it, break it, break it.
No financial
budget. Amen, Father.
Look at this way. And Jesus looking at them and said, with men, mm-hmm. it is impossible. But not with God.
Yeah. Yes,
for with God, what?
All things are possible.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying to you? You know what we're talking about? All things are possible to your finances now.
All things.
Your money will not be funny no more.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, God.
You don't want no refrigerator with no one door.
Come on, sir.
Put that little freezer in the top. Put two squirrels and a rabbit in it, it's full. That ain't no prosperity. We had one of them. Matthew 17:20.
Uh-huh.
Matthew 17:20. Let's get this straight. And Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you.
Yeah.
Unto you.
Yeah.
All financial impossibilities leave your life today. Say it. My life. Say it. Leave my life today. Very important. I'll get to a voice and show you how important that is. What time it is? God, dog, 50 minutes or more. Lord have mercy. Job 36:11. Am I preaching, boy?
Yes, sir.
Are we here yet?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, apostle.
Absolutely.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Some of y'all never saw me half crazy.
Yeah.
I get the Holy Ghost get on me, man. I'll do anything.
Yeah.
I'd slap your mama.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right in your face.
Yeah.
And she'll turn around and kiss me for slapping.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
She would.
Yes, sir.
You better understand what's going on
that's
up in
right,
here.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yes, sir.
I believe we hold the only prosperity revival in the world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I ain't never heard nobody else holding one.
No, sir.
What a privilege.
Today, I want to introduce you to what this means.
Yes, sir.
Prosperity revival doesn't mean reviving prosperity.
Yes, right.
It means reviving you to what belongs to you
yeah.
that you'll go to the prosperity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what that's about.
Yes.
Notice this verse. This is something. I remember when I first read this verse, I said, no. It's too good to be true. If you obey, I was obeying him.
Yeah.
And serve, I was serving him. They shall spend their days.
Watch out. Come on, apostle.
Yeah, but I knew no new Friday.
Yeah.
Or the first of the month.
Yeah.
He said, spend their days in prosperity and their years.
Yeah.
Pleasures.
In pleasure. Psalm 35:27.
Yeah.
I augured my case this morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
With scripture. Let them shout for joy.
Yes.
Come on, y'all, shout. Now, you cannot get out unless you shout. You can't get out unless you shout. For joy. Yeah. Let them shout for joy.
Yeah.
Shout for joy. Shout for joy.
Yeah.
I don't have to be broke no more. Shout
yes,
for joy.
Yes, sir.
Shout for joy.
Yes, sir.
I'm not plagued by debt no more. Shout for joy.
Yes.
Shout for joy.
Yeah.
I'm not on this system no more. Shout for joy.
Yeah.
I'm a free man. I'm a free woman. I'm loose today. He set me free. Shout. Gonna be broke no more.
I ain't gonna be broke no more.
I want the best.
I want the best.
I receive the best.
I receive the best.
I release the best in my life.
I release the best in my
life. And I'm not gonna let nobody talk me out of it.
And I'm not gonna let nobody talk me out of it.
Get on away from me for you to create yourself.
Get on away from me for your crazy self.
You wasn't at the meeting. You don't know what I heard. You don't know what happened to me. You don't know the fourth man came in my finances. You don't know that. You don't know that. You don't know that. The fourth man. The fourth man. Fourth man came in my finances. You don't know that. You better shout. You better shout. For the power. 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 Coming out. You better shout. Power. What the Spirit of God is saying right now? Huh? You want me to tell you what he's saying?
Yes, please.
I'm changing your shoes.
Yes.
You will never walk in finances the same way you are. I'm putting brand new shoes on you today in the Spirit. In the Spirit. Everywhere you go, bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Everywhere you go. Woo! Psalm 35:27 back up there. We're going through with it. What? Let them shout for joy and be glad. That favor my righteous cause. Yet them, yeah, let them say continuously in my finances. Let the Lord be magnified. Talk to me. Talk to me. Talk. Say in my finances. In my finances. Let the Lord be magnified. Say in my finances. Let the Lord be magnified. 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 Let the Lord be magnified.